The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Travel day, up extra early, getting ready for my stuff because it takes me a while. I have to be ready to travel. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Wednesday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So here's what I do. First of all, my hair has to be straightened before the plane ride. That's just something I have to do. Travel clothes. That means joggers, sneakers, comfy shirt. I also need extra munchies for the plane. Automatic complains about that. Then he eats my munchies. I need a nap sweater for the airplane. This is a sweater that I pull out of my very large bag that I also travel with to cover my face so nobody bothers me. It doesn't work though because Automatic will be watching Netflix and he insists on waking me to show me something funny.
Gotta know every about the funny
trip.
Stuff.
Yeah. Every single trip. Everybody's got that quirky thing when you travel. You need something when you travel a certain way. It's got to be a certain way. You got to wear certain clothes.
I've been an A-list member with Southwest for probably like 15 years and I sit in the same seat every flight.
Oh, he'll freak out if somebody sits in that seat. He'll ask the people working to get up and move so we can sit
in
that seat.
Most airlines, you're assigned a seat, but the great people of Southwest, it's kind of a little anarchy.
It's like free-range cattle.
It is.
It's a little Hunger Games-y.
They're getting rid of that, which has me a little nervous that I might not be able to get my seat going forward.
What are you
going to
do, princess?
If you're A-list preferred, you'll get to pick your seat.
I love that he just accepted that, princess.
Yeah, no, he is, dude. He's a princess.
He took it all in.
I'm a passenger princess on the plane. I'm all right with that.
Let him be a passenger princess somewhere in his life, dude, because he has to drive Dana around everywhere.
Hey!
Well, sorry, I'm just getting reckless now.
He's not driving the plane.
If I could, she would have me do it.
I probably would. That would be the pilot. And if I could be up there complaining about his driving, I would do that too.
Yeah. The only thing I have to do before I travel, before I go to the airport, I really have to shower. And I think it feels interesting.
Everybody feels that way, Anthony.
And I think y'all should. That's what I'm getting at right now, everybody.
What about the person on the plane that decides to take their shoes off?
Ew.
What's wrong with you, funky feet? Or the person that brought their dog last time, their support animal, and the dog pooped on the plane? I will never forget that.
I hated the smell, but I thought it was hilarious.
For 2 hours, funny. I thought it was the lady next to me. I was like, lady, you have issues going on.
Speaking of showering. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start this one with National Name Your Car Day. Speaking of driving, y'all.
I had two. I had the Jet. That was my first one.
Okay,
and then my next car I actually had, it was called the Hoopty.
Oh, there it is.
I don't know if this philosophy holds any weight, but I believe that I have not named a car since I had like a junkie car.
Yeah, both those were POSs.
That's the last time I named a car. Once I got into like a nice car status, I never named her.
Oh, it's just non.
Do you have a name for your car?
My car? I call her Bertha.
She's nice.
She looks a little Bertha.
Yeah,
she's a
big, though. She's a big Bertha.
She's a heavy set white car.
Big Bertha.
Hold on. The fact that you just skipped over DJ Automatic comparing your ride to a big white woman.
It makes sense. That's why I love it. Let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Custodial Workers Day.
Shout out to all the custodial workers, men and women. We appreciate you cleaning up after the rest of us.
Yes.
All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Juan Corona, who lived in Sacramento Valley. We're going to talk about him in today's Crazy Crimes of Passion, True Crime Stories in Under 5 Minutes. Now, he came to the U.S. in the search of the American dream, which everybody comes to this country for. He began working on farms as a child, and his tenacity paid off. He went from field worker to a supervisor and a contract laborer.
Feeling like I'm not going to like this guy.
Well, what no one knew was this man, Juan, who was entrusted to hire farm workers, remember that, had been committed on several occasions to the state mental hospital by his own family beginning in 1956, where he underwent electroshock therapy for months for schizophrenia. He was in and out of mental institutions until the 70s. So now we're going to fast forward to this peach farm where he worked at. The owner of the farm was walking around his land and he saw this open hole dug near a peach tree. He went back later and it was covered. And he called sheriff's office because he said it looked like a grave.
Not all is peachy.
No, not at all. Authorities began to look around the land, searching the property, and they dug for days, discovering 25 corpses. All stabbed and slashed. One was actually shot. Bills and receipts were found on these men that were linked to Juan Corona, who was the licensed labor contractor. So what would he do? He would lure them into his home where his wife would cook for them. And then he would promise them work. He would tell them, hey, let's go to the field and I'll show you what we're going to do. And that's where he would slaughter them.
So his wife was in it on
No, she had no idea. She had no idea.
I don't know. I wonder what's in those plates. I don't know if she just...
No, she really didn't know. So investigators found a ledger in his home hidden underneath his mattress with the victim's names inside of the ledger.
And ledger's blood, like a journal, right?
Yeah, like a journal. And blood was also found in his truck. So in 1973, he was convicted of all the murders and sentenced to 25 consecutive life sentences in prison. And he never admitted the crimes. Here is Juan Corona being questioned about newspapers reporting what he had done.
I didn't know what was in the papers. Well, this Mexican boy say they've been taking people out someplace, you know. He say, you better get somebody to a lawyer or something. See, that's what he told me. See.
So he kind of dances around. I didn't know. I just knew I needed to get a lawyer. I was being accused. In 2011, during a parole hearing, Juan Corona admitted to killing all those people.
Finally.
The parole board asked him some questions. He said, well, I commit all those 25 dead persons. They were winos, creeps, and trespassers, is how he described them. And then when they asked him if he felt remorse, he said, I went to buy the machete. I started to kill them. I had to kill all those persons one by one. I was sick in my thinking. Now, remember what I said. This man had schizophrenia. And for years, for decades, he was in and out of mental institutions. Why did he get away with this for so long? Because being a farm worker, you're moving around a lot. People don't know your whereabouts. Your family doesn't know your whereabouts.
It's a nomadic lifestyle, yeah.
It is. And these were all single men. They didn't have families.
I'm not buying that his wife didn't know about it, though.
Kind of think she probably didn't. I think about las abuelitas, like this time period. She's at home making food. That's it.
Dude,
she doesn't go out with him to the fields.
A lot of guys, you can't hide anything from your wife. Think about hiding that many dead bodies from your wife? No way.
Well, he hid them from the farmers on his own land for all those years. Think about how he finally discovered him. Now, photos of Juan later in life show him disfigured from beatings in prison. He even lost an eye. And in 2019, Juan Corona died at age 85 in a hospital right outside the prison where he'd spent almost 50 years of his life.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Talking to that Mexican OT about the history of Mexican Americans. He's got this song.
I'm a dirty boy, baby, from dirty boy, with a dirty case.
It's called Johnny Day. He's got Paul Wall in there and whatnot. But I think it's interesting because I'm from Texas, he's from Texas, both Mexican Americans. And we had this discussion about our history. Being Mexican, it's not often looked at in the most positive way. We see a lot of negativity in the media.
I feel like even the old heads about it, because like my grandpa, yes, Joe, he learned how to speak Spanish from working with Mexicans. You know, like his father didn't even want him speaking Spanish as a kid.
Ooh. Did you know that it was illegal to speak Spanish for 50 years in Texas?
I didn't know that, but I knew that makes sense though, because like my grandfather's father, you know, he was like, what the fuck are you doing speaking Spanish? You know, like,
exactly.
We're in America, speak English.
That's what they were taught. It was a matter of survival.
Right there.
I can't stand when you hear about the No Sabo kids and No Sabo. We don't Sabo because our parents and grandparents were punished for speaking that language. And so a lot of times we don't even know our own history. It wasn't only illegal in Texas. It was illegal in various states all over the country to speak Spanish in public places or in public schools. So that's why a lot of people are ashamed. So stop coming down on the No Sabo kids, all right?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
7-Up is bringing something to your grocery store that you might have ordered at the bar. Seriously, let's discuss in food news. How does hashtags on your Wednesday? It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Andrea, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
Not excited about this. Disney Plus has officially launched a new paid sharing program, which means you can no longer share your Disney Plus account with Familia.
Ooh.
That's me.
Sorry, guys.
Well, family, better get your own plan then.
What? Oh, is that now question? Are you the plan provider or are you the person who's also borrowing a plan from your family member?
We're providers.
We're providers. We're providers of everything. Paramount.
Ooh, you guys
Apple,
are like top of the organized crime
Netflix.
Ring.
Netflix. My mama had thought that Netflix had really cracked down on the passwords, and so had I. But come to find out, she's able to use our Netflix.
Hey, there it is.
I'm not going to say which city,
was
state,
able,
whatever.
Until Dana had to blab it all out here.
No, Netflix is not listening
they're
right
not
now.
Dude, come on. Dana Cortez is like the Griselda Blanca of password sharing when it comes to streaming services.
Sure.
They're not going to stop her, dude.
Never.
She's the empire, dude.
Never. Come on. DJ Automatic food news.
7-Up is releasing a Shirley Temple flavor.
Okay, all right, all right. I'm here for it.
You know when your parents are at the bar and they're drinking, they're ordering drinks, and when you were a little kid, you'd be like, hey, I want a Shirley Temple, and they would bring you a 7-Up with some grenadine in it. Or these are at least my alcoholic parents.
Okay? I was about to say, automatic.
You're a kid at the bar?
You're at the bar?
Oh, it says a lot about me, trust me. I spent a lot of time in Vegas drinking Shirley Temples too, okay?
Did you feel like you was drinking?
I always felt like I was part of the crew.
Oh, there
I love that. It's kind of like at my Thea, my Aunt Sylvia would always have a champagne toast, and she would give us all sparkling grape juice.
Okay,
you
yes.
You know, and all the kids would we thought, and then we would pretend that we were drunk, run around the
house
acting drunk.
One time when me and my team won a championship, we did have the the apple cider, like champagne bottle things
yes.
going. So that made us feel pretty cool. Yeah. All right. DJ Automatic, you're not the only one who was exposed to these drinks at a young age.
Well, I know my parents are the only alcoholics out there. All right, but this is only going to be available from October 15th to December 31st, so go out there and get
Shirley
it.
Shirley Temple in the grocery store, and what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It's World No Alcohol Day.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Declared by the World Health Organization.
Have yourself a Shirley Temple.
Yeah, come back on it, dog. Have yourself a Shirley Temple.
I literally don't keep alcohol in the house because I had so much alcoholism in the family. Oh, I'm here for the Shirley Temple.
There it is. All right, and we also got to shout out the janitors and custodial workers across the country. It is National Custodial Workers Recognition Day.
Oh,
come
we
on.
Love you. Thanks
shout
for cleaning up. We love it.
I don't know how I feel that that's in the middle of Hispanic Heritage Month.
Well, you know what? I was a custodian at the opera.
There it is, dude. There it
White
is.
Man custodian right here, DJ Automatic.
And let's wrap it up on National Name Your Car Day.
Oh,
shout
okay.
out to the Jet. I had the hoopty, too.
Yes, dude. I want to shout out to
the Jet for Auto. What was
and also shout out to my first one is going to be Jack Daniels. Shout out to Jack Daniels. It was a Interlock.
Your Interlock car?
It was the Jeep Cherokee that my dad let me drive during my teenage years.
Why was it Jack Daniels?
Because it had an Interlock in it. So...
See, I told you I was the only one.
You're not the only one.
So you should listen to this with your kids as a way to convince them not to drink, okay, in the podcast.
Yeah. The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I think we can come together right now and bond over thinking back to the first time you ever got drunk.
Oh.
Even if you don't drink now.
We're going to do this on
had that
World
moment.
Non-Alcoholic
Day. Yes, DJ Automatic, that's what we're going to do here. So do you recall when that happened to you? Where were you? What did you drink?
Well, I got so drunk. I can't recall, so that, you know, good time.
Anthony.
Actually, one of the memories that is popping into my brain is my friend Isaac's, his 22nd birthday. It was the first time I tried this stuff. It's called E&J. If you guys ever
heard of it. Brandy, yes.
Yeah, dude, it's like, it feels
that's
like,
for professional drunks.
It feels like the store brand value of Hennessy. And we drank a lot of that, and I fell
not
asleep.
Even close.
Bro, I remember the people in the neighborhood I grew up in, the barrio, they used to carry that. We called them winos.
You used to just buy it by a big old gallon. So
yes.
It was his birthday. The homies, we didn't have that much money. And we all split in and we drank that. And we sat around the back of the shed just talking about great sports athletes until I threw up hot dogs.
Oh, no.
See, that's how mine ended. So I was 13. We did a beer run at a grocery store, got
Automatic.
A bunch of ponies.
We are not asking
I went the whole story without revealing my
this.
Age,
yeah,
dude.
But,
you're just going out
here.
With
okay, so yeah, 13-year-old me and my friends with a case of 40s. And we're in it was a case. We're in this like garage and we're just slamming them.
What?
Because we don't know how much to drink or what, and we're just getting more and more drunk. And then it just turned into a humongous throw up party. It was like a.
No!
Filled
no!
the entire garage Whoa, everywhere. Tomasi no mas all over himself.
Did your parents find out?
No, nobody found out. And you don't get hung over when you're little.
Nah,
so
dude, they smell. Your parents smell like alcohol. You smell like alcohol. Nobody knows what's going
you
on,
fit
dog.
Right in. You fit right in. First time I ever got drunk, it was on this wine called Strawberry Hill. Does anybody know what Strawberry Hill is?
I remember it, but I don't think I ever had it.
Is that the barefoot? Is that the foot one?
No, it's
Mad
like,
Dog.
No, it's a strawberry flavored wine. It looks elegant. I'm not gonna lie, but it has a twist cap. And well,
there went all the elegance.
Hold on.
That's how they come. So, no.
Let me tell you something. I went to a friend of mine's house who's very wealthy. He and his wife invited me over and they were having wine and it was fancy wine and I thought it was so gross. And his wife, who's from East Los, from East LA, she looked at me. She's like, girl, I got some Strawberry Hill in the bottom of the fridge. You want some? I said, hell yeah.
And you guys are friends for life after
friends
that.
Friends for life. We still talk to this day.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.